In our lectionary readings, we read about our forefathers in the wilderness at Sinai, who Paul says ate the same spiritual food and drink that we drink. And that spiritual food and drink was Christ. And yet with many of them, God was not well pleased. They were overthrown in the wilderness. Paul writes that those things were written as an example for us. They were written immediately for the Corinthians, written as an example for them, who were also a church in the wilderness. They too were the wilderness wandering Exodus church between AD 30 and 70, the ascension and enthronement of the Messiah and the destruction of Jerusalem. The period of time between Christ's ascension and the destruction of Israel, the kind of overlapping period between the old covenant and the new. And in their own assembly, some of them who were eating and drinking the same spiritual food and drink were being overthrown. Paul says some of them were sick and dying for not taking the Lord's Supper in a worthy manner, for excluding some for the supper, essentially, for not discerning the unity of the body. And so this meal is a holy rite that we ought to approach reverently and with joy, but it is also a terror and a curse to the disobedient. It is a blessing when paired with right discernment, and when we are not grumblers and complainers and fornicators and idolaters like the Israelites were in the desert. We flee such things. We hate these things. We cling to Christ in humble reliance on Him to forgive our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, to empower us through the Holy Spirit to obey and follow Him. So have you repented? Jesus says you are forgiven. Do you trust in Christ? Jesus says you are saved. Have you confessed your sins? Jesus says you are clean. Do you recognize these brothers and sisters sitting next to you as the body of Christ? Well, then you are rightly discerning the body. In Christ, we boldly approach the throne of grace, and yet we retain reverence when we do so. And so this spiritual food is powerful. It is manna from heaven. The spiritual drink is powerful. It is the water from the rock of our salvation, and that rock is Christ. So come and welcome to Jesus Christ.